feel right at home where I belong. I had that feeling coming over me again, just like it happened so many times before.
Welcome back. Little Fred Bear.
Woohoo!
Uncle Ted Nugent. On the comeback. Fitting for a last weekend in September. October, they're coming up this week. Fall turkey season. Archery season's open for both whitetail and turkey. There's a lot of fishing going on. Some of our boys I see have been fishing. Old Milo's been doing some fishing, and those guys are bow hunting this weekend. We're going to try to get with them and see how they do on that. Lots of questions about our fall turkey hunting seminar series, and I promise all of you, all the messengers you sent me from the last show, I will get to that. It's just, you have no idea. I've got literally hundreds of messages, which is really cool, but a lot of questions. It's some from the show, but some from just people asking questions about fall turkey season. It's good to see that. And a lot of it is about calling, a lot about calling. And the most asked question, believe it or not, Vogler Vogler, is what locating call do you use in the fall? And they're asking me that because they're familiar with spring season. Spring season, you use owl or crow or a turkey call to locate turkeys. Well, yes and no in the fall. They're in flocks. If you know where the flocks are, the best locating call to find the hens and poults is do a kiki run or kiki, just a whistle. Any hen that has poults or has had poults will answer that call. And for gobblers, I cut and yelp like a gobbler. But it's not, per se, like spring locating. It's not the same game. But the thing that befuddles so many of the questions I get about fall turkey hunting is, do you really call in the fall? I call more in the fall. I got a little calling segment I'm going to play for you. I didn't bring my calls in this morning. I got a segment that I put together, and Maddie's going to play the calling segment now for you. Here we go.
I want to tell you, as a turkey hunter, if you can yelp, you can call fall turkeys. You do the basic yelp. Your box call, don't pick the lid up, just pull it across. You want a high-low. Hear the high-low? Do the basic yelp. Two fingers, hardly any pressure, just let it ride on the edge of the call. Those yelps right there, you can call fall gobblers, hens, or poults with yelps. You can vary your yelps, put feeling in it, and inflection. On your mouth calls. I like in the fall for the young turkeys and the hens more of a higher pitch sound. It'll call. The putt or the cluck is real important. Different mouth calls are going to make different sounds. Now to do those sounds, you get a high pitch, push your tongue into the reed, and pop it with your lips. So just pop it. Basic yelp is a high-low note. That's your basic yelp. You learn to yelp on a mouth call like that, so versatile in the woods because you can make so many different variances of turkey sounds. How you present the yelp makes all the difference in the world, whether you're excited, non-excited. Increase your cadence, your excitement. You don't have to get louder, but you get more excited. Do those kind of type of yelps on a mouth call, you'll call a lot of fall turkeys.
Okay, that's some of the calling. Just kind of an example. And, you know, last week we talked about gobbler yelping. We're going to do some gobbler yelping again this week in a later segment. And but right now I'm going to go back to about 2001, maybe two, Johnson Mountain. This last week we played a scattered flock with Bobby Whitehead, and last week we played a just in the woods in the afternoon set up and call. Well, I'll probably explain it in the segment, but this is a hunt with Pat Leonard, my brother Marty. I'm running camera. Marty's doing most of the calling. Pat's doing a little calling, and I do a little bit, but mostly Marty calling. And this is a roosted turkeys, two flocks on a big holler at the top head of a holler, and they come in from above and set up on them and let them fly down and get these turkeys to respond to calling. So let's play that hunt, Matt. Now, that audio sounds a little hot because I had to raise it up so you could hear that hen. And it was windy that morning.
Mm-hmm.
So when a turkey answers you, do whatever they do, but do more of it. Be more excited. That's a kiki. That's a crow. Or vulgar on a call. That's a hen that came in and flew up on a limb to see where the calling was coming from. Got to sit really still. They're pitching off the roost and they're trying to get themselves together with each other. And they hear this new voice, this new turkey. Hear that baby kiki, vulgar? Do you hear that baby kiki? Hear it? That's a young turkey. Right there. I had to boost the audio so you all could hear that. See how Marty duplicated what the hint, what that little turkey was doing? Kiki, run. And this isn't a scattered bunch that's recalling. These are turkeys that are regrouping when they fly off the roost. Lots of vocalization in the fall. That hard clucking you hear, that's a turkey walking right toward the guys. I got him on camera right now. A lot of people don't realize these turkeys are this vocal in the fall.
Shoot it. Shoot it.
Good shot, Pat.
One of the things I get when I play this on video or audio, people says, I can't believe you talk like that. And I say, it's okay. They haven't broken the code. They don't know what I'm saying.
Okay, let's go get our stuff.
And there's a Ozark Ridge at daylight, little windy morning. Roosted them the night before, heard them fly up. Picked the location. I came in way early in the dark and set up on them, and that's a typical fall turkey hunt. How cool is that? Got a news item for me before we go to break?
Missouri Department of Conservation invites preschool teachers to Discover Nature Schools workshops in Kirksville, Missouri, October 27th. Register for a free workshop for early childhood educators to help discover nature. And the regional office is at Northeast Regional Office, 3500 South Baltimore in Kirksville, and that's October 27th.
One more.
Missouri Department of Conservation presents free waterfowl warm-up sporting clay shoot at Puxico, Missouri, October 6th. October 6th. And hunters may practice shooting clays in various waterfowl hunting scenarios. The Department of Conservation will host the free warm-ups for hunters Saturday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Duck Creek Conservation Area, Highway 51 north of Puxico.
All right. Well, then we're going to take a break. Come back on the other side. A little flintlock smoothbore. Ozark Mountain Turkey Hunt. Gobbler yelping this time, baby. Gobbler hunt. We'll see you on the other side.
Here I was, back in the wild again. And I feel right at home, where I belong.